Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when it's time to take a look at one of the great and growing popularity of liberal slogans. I mean, you can see it in signs that are posted all over near where I live, where they have a system of series of declarations. I believe that Black Lives Matter. I believe that love is love. And I believe that we trust the science. Should we always trust science? What does that mean? And following the science, is that science a source of wisdom? Or sometimes a source that could be misleading or manipulated? All of this is discussed in a wonderful new book that just covers the waterfront. I mean, everything from faith to fiction to ambition to the importance of family and connection. It's a book by a leading scientist. Dr. Brian Keating is a professor of physics at the Center for Astrophysics and Space Sciences in the Department of Physics at the University of California, San Diego. And his new book, now available in paperback, is called Losing the Nobel Prize, A Story of Cosmology, Ambition, and the Perils of Science's Highest Honor. Dr. Keating, great to talk to you, and congratulations on the book.
Yeah, thank you so much, Michael. I've been a huge fan of yours for decades now, and I know that you are a B'nai physicist, you're son of a physicist.
Well, I am, and did you know that my dad taught for years at San Diego State University, and then at the beginnings of University of California, San Diego, he taught where you're teaching.
That's right, and he is, of course, a great author, too, who's very inspirational. I have his book, and I regret never having met him, but it's a great pleasure to be with you, Michael, and as I say, I followed you, and bring greetings from our mutual friend, Dennis Prager.
Well, thank you very much, and again, congratulations on the book. Okay, so when it gets right down to it, many people look to science as a source of wisdom, as an argument settler in all things. What's wrong with that point of view or that assumption?
Well, the simple equation that I use is that knowledge isn't equal to wisdom. Knowledge is that which a computer can replicate, can store information. It can process information far faster than the wet supercomputers that reside on our brain, in our brain. But only a human being, only a human can come up with artificial wisdom, not artificial intelligence. And I think people conflate the two at great peril, because some of the greatest, most brilliant minds in history, and indeed, Michael, as you will not be surprised to learn, some of our greatest minds today, in terms of sheer intellectual horsepower, are some of the greatest fools and most dangerous fools who have ever lived. And so I think conflating the two is as ridiculous as saying, well, Aristotle was sure pretty bright, and he came up with the laws of logic that we follow to this very day, but he also thought there were four elements instead of 114 that we know to exist. Should we have trusted him? I say if you trust somebody, that really should not be confused with obeying somebody. And as the famous Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. If you cannot verify what scientists are saying using common sense, you should be very, very skeptical, in my opinion.
Well, certainly you can't be skeptical about the Nobel Prize, right? Anybody who wins a Nobel Prize, I mean, has to be trusted absolutely, right?
Yeah. Did you eat breakfast today, Michael?
I did. And
you probably had
I'm asking you, I know the answer, I know how you would answer the question in your book, But explain to people why we should take that breakfast of the Nobel Prize with a few grains of salt.
Yeah, so the grain that you ate today or meat that you ate today, I know you've gotten in great health, and I wish you complete health till 120, as we say. But the food that you ate was undoubtedly fertilized by a process invented by a German Jew by the name of Fritz Haber. He invented the Haber-Bosch process, and that allows the fertilizer to be made from basically atmospheric nitrogen, which plants need to flourish, and all animals eat plants. So that process he invented, and then he turned his chemistry skills that would later win him the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1918 to the application of chlorine gas and inventing a type of pesticide which has an awful history. It's called Zycon B. And Haber never regretted, never showed an ounce of remorse, even after his wife committed suicide and one of his children committed suicide, out of the guilt that they felt for their father's involvement, not tangentially, like you might say Einstein invented the process that eventually led to the atom bomb. Einstein didn't go on the Enola Gay and drop it on Hiroshima. But Fritz Haber did. He went to the battle lines and led three other Nobel Prize winners, gas troops, that then deployed gas and killed tens of thousands of Allied troops. Never showed an ounce of remorse. Should you listen to him, Michael? Absolutely not. You can have tremendous knowledge about science and fertilizer and reprehensible views on human affairs and morality, and there's no correlation whatsoever between the two.
Okay, so your own personal progress, you describe yourself as a religiously observant Jewish agnostic, but you're also a former altar boy. You talk in the book a great deal about your religious evolution. Can you give us a quick summary?
Yes, I was born to biological Jewish parents who were about as Jewish as, as having a piece of matzah, on Christmas Day might have you. They were not observant at all, and my mother and father divorced, and my mother remarried an Irish Catholic man, and I fell in love and was converted to Catholicism at a young age, so much so that I wanted to become a priest. And I served as an altar boy and had a wonderful time in the Catholic Church until I realized that to be a priest might mean that I have to forego my burgeoning interest in young women or women at the time. And so I found that difficult. And at the same time, Michael, I caught the astronomical bug. And at a time when I should have been studying for my bar mitzvah, if I had studied at all, I was infatuated with astronomy. And I learned the legend that Galileo was tortured, that he was imprisoned by this evil, menacing pope in the Catholic Church. And for decades, this myth persisted in my mind, and it turned me away from God altogether, because I viewed Catholicism as kind of Judaism improved, Judaism 2.0. And therefore, if I could refute Judaism 2.0, Judaism 1.0 by Modus Tollens is irrelevant. So that's how it came about, and there things stood until I became... I experienced 9/11 and realized, not personally, although I did know people who were at Ground Zero, fortunately they were not killed, but I realized that Judaism, the religion of my birth, was playing a role that was far outside from the reasons that I had left it decades earlier. I realized I knew nothing about it, and I committed to learning about it and actually practicing. So what I mean by agnostic is literally that I don't know. I don't know that I can know. But I know that I want to know more, and never stopping in the learning process is part of collecting evidence that I think a good scientist, if he or she is honest, will never stop doing. So I practice, unlike, my friend, late great Freeman Dyson. He was what I call, he called himself an agnostic, but I used to say, hey, Freeman, you don't go to the same church that Richard Dawkins doesn't go to. So how would someone looking at you know that you're not an atheist? And he didn't have a good answer for me. So for me, it's about the religious rituals and educating my children and passing on the teachings, not just the culture, not just the fun matzo ball soup, but actually the meaning of our philosophy and our encounters to try to know the mind of God. And nowhere is
okay.
God's
so when we come back, I hope you can stay with us another segment, Dr. Keating, because there is so much more to talk about the best and the worst that we can take from the frontiers of science today. We'll be right back with the author of Losing the Nobel Prize, Dr. Brian Keating, coming up on the MedVet Show. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVet, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVet. That's discovery.org/MedVet. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are lots of things you would expect from a book about cosmology, ambition, and the perils of science's highest honor. a book written by one of America's more distinguished physicists, Dr. Brian Keating, who is the Chancellor's Distinguished Professor of Physics at the University of California, San Diego, and a fellow of the American Physical Society and director of the Simmons Observatory. You'd expect lots of things about insight and history, but you wouldn't expect it to be so funny. And the book is extraordinarily amusing at many points, and it is also a personal memoir of a remarkable life, and it is highly readable and beautifully written. The book is called Losing the Nobel Prize. Honored to have Brian Keating for one more segment here. And Brian, one of the things that is very much in the news at the moment because of a big article by one of your colleagues, Michio Kaku, who is writing about string theory and the multiverse. And first of all, what is the multiverse? Can you explain that in a way that people can grasp quickly?
Sure, I can. Actually, Michael, I talked to Michio Kaku on my podcast this morning, so you can find my podcast. It's called Into the Impossible, and you can find out all about it at my webpage, briankeating.com, where I will put this.
We'll link to them both.
Michael,
we'll link to them. Right.
I'd love to have.
We'll link to them.
I would love to have you on my podcast too, Michael, if you'll do me the honor.
Anytime.
But actually, the multiverse is a concept that, in some sense, is as ancient as the notion that the Earth is not alone. The Earth is one of many planets. I talked to Neil deGrasse Tyson, another renowned atheist, yesterday on my podcast, and Neil deGrasse Tyson made the point of killing off Pluto many years ago, but that still left eight planets in our solar system, and there are approximately 500 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy. The Milky Way galaxy is one of but maybe a trillion galaxies in the observable universe. So it's not that much of a logical step to say, well, maybe, just maybe, there are things beyond the horizon that we cannot see because our personal universe has not existed long enough for signals from distant universes to reach us. So it's one of these possibilities that has zero supporting evidence but has become all the rage. It is an extension of what Copernicus did to the Earth, displacing it from the centrality that it obeyed and enjoyed for millennia, and it's combined with what's known as the anthropic principle. I had Stephen Meyer on my podcast recently discussing the weak anthropic principle and how it is a refuge for those who wish to claim that the multiverse is the reason that life exists on Earth as it does. Because given an infinite number of universes, not eight planets, not a trillion galaxies, an infinite number. Infinity is pretty large, especially near the top. So there's plenty of room for universes to construct life, and then we are just the inevitable byproduct of essential cosmic evolution. And I find this very, very laughable, especially as I did a Prager University video about which is a bigger leap of faith, God or the multiverse. Most proponents, including Michio today on my show, Michio Kaku, renowned father of string theory, believes that we exist because of the multiverse. And I find it almost a religious conviction that, ironically, is trafficked and practiced by secular devout scientists.
Okay, I just want to make sure we have these numbers right. You're saying we believe there may be a trillion galaxies that we know about or can infer so far, is that right?
Yes.
And each of those galaxies would have each of those galaxies would have billions of stars in them?
Potentially trillions. So you have a trillion squared possible stars just in our observable universe, and each one could have 10 planets in each one. So you're talking about a 10 trillion trillion. The numbers are truly astronomical.
Okay, but as far as we know so far, no signs of life anywhere except right here at home. Is that
right.
That would generally be acknowledged?
Yes, but as Carl Sagan would say, lack of evidence is not evidence of lack. And so these people, Michael, my friends and colleagues that are trafficking in these hypotheses say, trust us, give us a little more time. But I always say, be careful when a cosmologist asks you for a little more time, because to us, a billion years is a blink of the eye.
Okay, all of this is so fascinating. When you were speaking with Dr. Kaku, the leading father of string theory, why were you surprised that he would think that the multiverse would somehow have created life? What doesn't make sense about that?
It's the, as I say, the religious devotion that this is true, despite, Michael, the fact that it contravenes 400 years of scientific progress, which requires the ability for an idea to be proven wrong. Listen carefully, not right, but proven idea wrong is the sine qua non, is the hallmark of good science. And what string theorists are now saying is that it is possible to prove the existence of a physical reality without physical evidence, on the basis of the beauty of the mathematics and the elegance thereof. And I find it not only, you know, kind of laughable, but it could potentially be dangerous. We could be past a post-Popperian, a post-falsification realm where people agree on scientific truths by social consensus. I find that very dangerous and frightening, actually, as a scientist today.
I'm sure you're aware of our friend Stephen Meyer's new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis.
I blurbed it.
Very quickly. Yeah, me too. That book, by the way, also featured on our website at michaelmedved.com. Does the return of the God hypothesis bode well for the intellectual future of our civilization?
I think a recognition of gaps, of lacunae in our understanding, it always needs to be balanced with the temperament that science is the most powerful tool of generating knowledge, but it is completely irrelevant for generating wisdom. And I think what Stephen has done is provided a lot of knowledge, to be honest, Michael, and I've had this conversation on the Into the Impossible podcast with him, but I don't know that you can derive meaning, and we can agree that you can't prove the existence of God, but you can substantiate the evidence for God's existence. Whether or not somebody, kind of takes that to heart, it's really open to them to take in. And I'm not super optimistic, to be honest, that scientists are as introspective and curious about these ultimate existential issues. I hope that they are. I fear that they're not. And some of the comments on my video with him lead me to believe that it'll be a long time before it really comes to fruition, that the God hypothesis is sort of taken more seriously by scientists.
Well, it certainly would be taken more seriously by readers to losing the Nobel Prize. And that's the name of the book by Dr. Brian Keating, the subtitle, A Story of Cosmology, Ambition, and the Perils of Science's Highest Honor. And what a story it is. We'll be right back.
Other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is remembering the late Prince Philip.
His bravery serving in World War II, as well as his being a champion of the environment, as well as the charitable things he set up. So we really do express our condolences.
The husband of Britain's Queen Elizabeth died at the age of 99. The CDC says people who received the Moderna coronavirus vaccine were more likely to experience mild side effects than those who received Pfizer's. The study, documenting episodes of injection site pain, fatigue, itching, and headaches, but did not include serious allergic reactions. About 74% of Moderna recipients reported side effects after the first shot. Just over 65% of Pfizer recipients reported side effects. Wall Street ending the week on an up note, the Dow closing up 297 points. USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, you might ask an intriguing question. Why is it that some very determined and loyal and consistent conservatives would be so thrilled to have Joe Biden as president? Answer, because he's Joe Biden and he keeps saying things that you can make fun of and have great fun with, and that was the case yesterday. There's a terrific piece by Jim Garrity. The entire piece is worth reading. Jim Garrity with National Review. The title of it is You Can't Ignore Physics, Joe, which is a great follow-up to discussing cosmology with a distinguished physicist, Brian Keating. Dr. Biden is not a particularly distinguished physicist. Here's what he said yesterday when he was pitching his infrastructure plan. Biden said, what we're really doing is raising the bar on what we can imagine. Imagine a world where you and your family can travel coast to coast without a single tank of gas, or on a high-speed train close to as fast as you can go across the country in a plane. And Garrity stipulates this is almost physically impossible, even if we make the most optimistic assessments about advances in rail technology. Commercial airliners usually travel at 550 to 580 miles per hour. There is a train that's being tested by Central Japan Railway Company that's hit a hot top speed of 374 miles per hour. It's not yet in commercial use. When it's operational, the company plans for it to have a maximum operating speed of 310 miles per hour, which would be about half of the speed Biden is talking about. But right now, the so-called bullet trains in Japan operate at about 200 miles an hour. That's 40 to 50 miles per hour faster than Amtrak's current Acela trains. In other words, what Biden envisions and implicitly is promoting is a train that goes across the continental U.S. at an average speed that's 47% faster than the top speed of the fastest prototype trains that exist today.
Oh, God love you. What am I talking about?
Okay, then he goes in to talk about how dangerous it would be to have a train going as fast as Biden is talking about, because when you're making a turn, and you can imagine it, if you're making a turn at that kind of speed, boom, you go off the rails. There's such a thing as centrifugal force. And then there's the problem of terrorist vulnerability. And that's fascinating. Trains, in addition to their other problems and being basically a 19th century technology, which is way out of date for the 21st century, there have been 282 terrorist attempts to derail trains. And they've 42% have resulted in derailments. Now, this is quite literally a bloody mess. And then Biden also said, we're going to be talking about commercial aircraft flying at supersonic speeds to be able, figuratively, if you may, if we decide to do it, traverse the world in about an hour, travel 21,000 miles an hour. So much is changing, and we have got to lead it. Now, a plane traveling at 21,000 miles an hour, what Jim Garrity says about that, he says, is a strong argument for mandatory drug testing in the White House. The fastest plane in the world is the SR-71 Blackbird, perhaps the most famous spy plane in the world, which travels at 2,100 miles an hour. That's one-tenth of the speed that Joe Biden is talking about. Now, look, I don't care how much you spend on infrastructure. It's probably worthwhile to keep your expectations just a tad more realistic. And then there's this, and it's an amazing demonstration of what we're going through right now with heightened sensitivity about racism, particularly racism at the moment against Asian Americans. There's a piece in the LA Times, and the Times recently reported on the outcry following the LA Theater Community's Ovation Awards, where organizers mispronounced the name of an Asian American nominee and displayed a photo of the wrong actor. If anyone doubts the racially based sting that comes with such insults to one's professional endeavors, just read the emails that rolled into the Times after publication of our article. And here's what happened, is the Asian actress who had been selected or nominated for an award was named Jully Lee. Jully, that's J-U-L-L-Y. And her name had been pronounced, publicly mispronounced, as Julie. Is that really a form of racism? And they say here that the other form of racism is saying Kamala Harris instead of Kamala Harris. Do you know the difference? And she says in the writer, whose name is also Lee for the LA Times, Ashley Lee, she says, I find it exponentially more disrespectful that this error was made during an event that celebrates the theater, an industry in which artists of color are already pressured to water down their stories, languages, and entire selves to be palatable for white artistic directors, collaborators, and audiences. Honestly, an ongoing debate about saying Julie instead of Jully, I'm not sure this is the best proof of racism. I'll tell you something that is an incredibly encouraging proof. The New York Times, another Times, other side of the country, had a piece talking about the upcoming Oscars, where for the first time ever, there may be a shutout of one race of people for any acting award. Which race of people? So-called white people. Why? Because the SAG Awards, Screen Actors Guild Awards, which just occurred, for every acting category, best actor, best actress, best supporting actress, person of color. One Asian winner for best supporting actress, Yuan, for her role as the Korean grandmother in Minari. And best supporting actor for Daniel Kaluuya, who won for playing Fred Hampton in Judas and the Black Messiah. And best actor, Chadwick Boseman. And best actress, Viola Davis, both in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Okay, this is actually pretty amazing, because every one of the winners at the SAG Awards, who are likely winners at the Academy, because it's like largely the same voters who vote for the SAG Screen Actors Guild Awards and for the Academy Awards, they were all great, and they all deserve Oscars. In the Best Supporting Actor category, three of the five nominees this year are black. Now, this is a sign of progress, isn't it? Because none of these people are getting some kind of affirmative action consideration. They're all wonderful performances. And you know what? Can we at least celebrate the idea that in that division of the arts, there's more progress than evinced by saying Julie instead of Jully? We will be right back with big new movies, including a kind of interesting science fiction film coming up on the MedVed Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things: religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com.
I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And I hope that everybody out there takes this weekend to celebrate the spring season, to celebrate all our many blessings, and to celebrate more of an ability by more and more vaccinated people to go back into movie theaters, some of which are open now across the country, more and more of which are open across the country, and some of which are welcoming some pretty interesting new movies from Hollywood. Movies that's been dividing critics opens in theaters today. And it's a film that follows a plot point that is increasingly common in films. That there was a film, Chaos Walking, which is also playing in theaters now, that followed the same plot point, that Earth becomes uninhabitable and that human beings travel from Earth to some kind of distant galaxy and set up a colony on another planet. Well, in Voyagers, there's a trip to another possible planet, another possible home for human beings, that would take 86 years to get there, which scientists tell us, yeah, that's probably even an underestimation. So they have to have several generations of trained crew and breeding so that their grandparents can arrive and actually set up a colony. The problem is the specially bred, specially trained teenagers, or 20-somethings, who are on board this particular flight, despite the fact that they're led by a middle-aged Colin Farrell, have some of the same problems of youth, especially when they discover something about what they've been drinking. Listen.
This is our best chance to find a habitable planet. We breed and raise our own crew.
They're normal kids. I need to protect them.
There's a toxin in the water.
It's coming from us. We're eating something toxic.
Medication to decrease pleasure.
I'm not drinking it.
You're not feeling what I'm feeling.
What's going on?
You're drugging us.
Okay, it's an interesting premise, and the film is written and directed by Neil Berger, who made a film I liked a lot called The Upside a couple of years ago. He did Divergent. And this movie is slow-moving. It's a problem with it. And yet the premise is fascinating, and it's well worked out, and the film keeps you guessing, and the performances are decent, and it's a highly watchable movie. when I was watching it, I was immediately thinking of Lord of the Flies. This is what happens when kids are left alone in charge of things, and they're not quite entirely mature. Obviously, things don't go so spectacularly well with the mission, but they go reasonably well with the movie until a very end scene that seems to be tacked on and doesn't really fit with the rest of the film. It's rated PG-13, though there's some fairly disturbing violence in the film and some scenes of sexual content and contact. It earns 3 stars. You may find Voyagers is worth the trip. Another film that I liked more, even more, is a film called Concrete Cowboy. And Concrete Cowboy, for a Philadelphia boy, and I spent my early childhood in Philly, was a revelation. I did not know there's a group called the Fletcher Street Riders, who is an all-black group of cowboys who have been preserving, raising horses. This is in North Philadelphia. And riding, teaching people riding, the importance of riding, and the importance of the cowboy ethic. The film is a fictionalized version, but honestly fictionalized version, of that tight-knit group of Philadelphia black cowboys, led by Idris Elba, who's outstanding, who suddenly reconnects with a son after that son has been expelled from high school and tries to teach him a better way of life. Listen.
Yo, what are you doing?
You want to ride the street life? You can't be in my house. You want to wise up? You welcome back.
Welcome back to what? I ain't got no home here.
That's your choice.
I'm going to get my money. And I'm going to get up out of here. You with me or not, bro?
I didn't see some major man overnight. I'm your father.
You ain't my father!
Okay, the film is melodramatic. It's deeply touching. And it's very lyrical. I was knocked out by it. I mean, the camera work and the poetry and the way it's put together is extremely moving. Now, it is melodramatic. Some of the performances, Caleb McLaughlin, who plays the young man who reconnects with Idris Elba's father, is a find and seems highly natural, but the movie is almost stolen by Gerald Jerome, who plays a best friend, maybe an influence in the wrong direction. A highly watchable film with a conclusion that, again, seems to be tacked on for uplift. But a great piece of work by co-writer and director Ricky Staub, who is a young director to watch. 3 stars for Concrete Cowboy. It's rated R for abundant harsh language, including really profligate use of the N-word. You have to be inured to that. 3 stars for Concrete Cowboy, which is rated R. Now, there's a TV series. It's a 6-part TV series. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. But it's a fascinating subject. It's called Q, Into the Storm. And it's an investigation into the reality behind that very popular conspiracy theory called QAnon. Listen.
You can really find yourself falling down a hole trying to find out who Q is.
People conspiracy theorize about things that they think are powerful.
What have we conspired against?
It seems like Q's gone mainstream.
They don't care about all the people dying. They're lunatics running the asylum.
You can't expect the counterpunch.
Okay, part of the difficulty with this film is there are vivid personalities, some of them very bizarre. Remember Tiger King, where you just couldn't take your eyes off it because there were these wacky people? There's some of that same appeal here. But the difficulty I had is you don't really know enough about the background of all of these people, like Fred Brennan, who's a fascinating character. And Ron Watkins and Joe Watkins. And the film is, again, 6 episodes. It's available on HBO. And it is rated TV mature with lots and lots of harsh language and some scenes of the violence that QAnon has been, or at least 8chan, where QAnon appeared, has been connected. And the difficulty with the film, the real difficulty, is that ultimately the deeper questions about why so many people are susceptible to the beliefs of QAnon, with its suspicion that satanic child murderers and child traffickers are actually running everything in America, and that only Donald Trump can stand up against them, that is basically treated very superficially, while they go into much more about the origin of various websites. And fundamentally, it never really answers the deeper questions that I think people have against phenomena like the QAnon conspiracy. Two stars for the fascinating, but ultimately frustrating, cue Into the Storm. Speaking about Into the Storm, we have a storm of new issues and some pretty amazing new guests to welcome next week. On Monday, we're going to be talking to Ken Starr about his new book, the former federal judge and a Clinton Gate investigator. His new book is about religious liberty, which he has committed his life to defending as head of Pepperdine Law School and president of Baylor University. We'll be talking to Ken Starr, also speaking about a partner of Elon Musk who's not trying to build a new car, but says he could build the real Jurassic Park with genetically engineered dinosaurs. Is that really a good idea, or have you actually seen the movie or read the book? There's also a new poll that shows an amazing appetite for one particular celebrity with no political experience to run for president. Who is that celebrity? We will let you know on Monday and confront all of the most pressing and fascinating issues confronting this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.